Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Loudest Voice in the Room is a 2014 investigative biography by Gabriel Sherman about Roger Ailes, the founder and longtime chairman and CEO of Fox News. Rather than offering a conventional career portrait, the book examines how Ailes helped build Fox News into a dominant cable news network and how that project reshaped American political communication. Sherman draws on hundreds of interviews with former colleagues, executives, journalists, and insiders, since he never interviewed Ailes directly. The result is a detailed account of media strategy, organizational power, and partisan influence. The book is both a biography of one highly consequential executive, and a study of how television news can be engineered to influence public opinion, reinforce ideology, and create a durable political brand. It is especially significant for readers trying to understand the rise of modern conservative media and the intersection of news, entertainment, and political persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Roger Ailes as a media strategist who turned television into political force. A central theme of the book is that Ailes was not simply a network executive, but a strategist who understood television as a political instrument. Sherman traces Ailes from his early work in television and political consulting to his role in shaping Fox News as a channel that did more than report events. The book argues that Ailes recognized how presentation, repetition, and tone could frame reality for audiences. Fox News became powerful not only because it attracted viewers, but because it offered a consistent worldview that fused news coverage with political interpretation. Sherman treats this as the defining achievement of Ailes' career. He created a news organization with a clear ideological direction and a strong emotional appeal. This makes the biography more than a personal history. It becomes an analysis of how media institutions can be designed to advance political outcomes while still appearing to function as journalism. Secondly, the culture of Fox News as an extension of Ailes' leadership style. Sherman presents Fox News as a workplace shaped by Ailes' personality, especially his forceful, controlling, and combative style. The book's title reflects the way Ailes dominated meetings and relationships around him, and the narrative repeatedly shows how that dominance influenced the network culture. Leadership at Fox was described as absolute, meaning that decisions, hiring, and editorial direction were heavily centralized around Ailes' judgment. This mattered because it helps explain how the network maintained discipline and consistency across a large organization. The book suggests that Fox was not just aligned by ideology, but by a system of management that rewarded loyalty, intensity, and loyalty to the brand's mission. By focusing on internal dynamics, Sherman shows that media power depends on organizational structure as much as public messaging. The network culture becomes a case study in how one executive can shape not only content, but also the behavior of the people producing it. Thirdly, media manipulation through presentation, framing, and propaganda awareness. One of the book's most striking ideas is that Ailes understood the psychological power of television presentation at a granular level. Sherman reports that Ailes was influenced by propaganda techniques and studied how camera angles, staging, and visual framing could affect viewers. This does not mean the book reduces Fox News to propaganda alone, but it does show that Ailes thought carefully about how images produce authority and emotional response. The practical insight here is that media influence often operates below the level of explicit argument. Viewers respond to visual cues, tone, repetition, and the symbolic positioning of speakers, not just a fact. Sherman uses this theme to show why Fox News could be so effective. It mastered the aesthetics of persuasion, as much as the rhetoric of politics. The book therefore offers a broader lesson about modern media, where presentation can shape credibility and where technique can be as important as content. Fourthly, the unresolved tension between journalism, ideology, and commercial success. Sherman does not present Fox News as a simple ideological machine. He also shows the network as a highly profitable business that succeeded by identifying a large, underserved audience. This creates an important tension throughout the book. Fox was driven by political purpose, but it also had to function as a durable commercial enterprise. Ailes was effective because he could make ideology marketable. The book suggests that Fox News achieved dominance by converting partisan identity into audience loyalty, then turning that loyalty into rating strength. This is a useful way to understand the modern media economy, where political polarization can become a business model. Sherman also shows the limits of this system, including conflicts with other executives, reporters, and personalities who had to operate within Ailes' ecosystem. The result is a portrait of a network that succeeded by blending editorial discipline with commercial opportunism, making its influence harder to separate from its profitability. Lastly, why the biography matters for understanding modern American politics. The broader significance of the book lies in its argument that Ailes helped alter the course of American politics by changing how millions of people encountered news. Sherman connects Fox News to major political moments and shows how the network became a central actor in conservative messaging and Republican strategy. The book is valuable because it explains media power as a political infrastructure, not just as commentary. Fox News did not merely respond to polarization. It helped intensify and organize it. That makes the biography relevant to readers interested in elections, partisanship, agenda setting, and the long-term effects of broadcast influence. Sherman also uses Ailes' story to show how one skilled operator can leave an imprint far beyond his own organization. The book is therefore both a biography and apolitical history, offering a strong explanation of how cable news became one of the most consequential forces in contemporary American public life. In conclusion, The Loudest Voice in the Room is best suited for readers who want a serious account of media power, political persuasion, and the making of Fox News. Journalists, political observers, media studies students, and readers interested in conservative movement history will find it especially useful. Its main value is not just in recounting Roger Ailes' career, but in showing how a single executive helped create a network model that linked ideology, audience loyalty, and television technique. Compared with more conventional biographies, it is more focused on institutions and influence than on personal redemption or psychological depth. Compared with simpler accounts of cable news, it is more detailed about how strategy, presentation, and management culture work together. What makes the book stand out is its combination of reporting scale and analytical reach. Sherman builds a broad portrait from extensive interviews while also explaining why Fox News became such a powerful political force. For readers trying to understand the media environment that shaped recent American politics, it offers both context and a durable framework for analysis. If you would like to support Gabriel Sherman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.